And welcome to our village board meeting on Monday, May 8th at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk to take your final roll call.
My final roll call.
Don't cry.
All right, go slow.
Trustee Corsini.
I am here and I'm going to miss you.
Trustee Cargi.
I'm here as well, and I will miss you.
Thank you. Trustee Stanky.
I'm here and I will miss you.
And you too. Trustee Conti.
Yes, I'm here.
We know how she feels.
Yeah.
Trustee Dwyer.
Here, I'm going with you.
Trustee Gibbs.
I'm here. I will not miss you because I know I'll see you in town.
Thank you. And President Azusi.
I am here and I was going to say the same thing. I'll see you in town.
On the courts.
Okay, on the courts, exactly. So if I can ask everyone to please stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay. No citizens' comments, so we move on to item number four, which is the elected officials' comments and announcements. So, would you guys like to start this evening? Let's see. Maybe Mike?
I win. Where do I start? I was on, I was off, I'm back now, Junior, Broma, Ms. Clerk, Madam, is it Madam Clerk?
Madam.
We will miss you. We all know that public service is a strange thing. People ask us every day, why would you want to do that? It's rewarding to us that we get to help our citizens and our friends and our neighbors. The faces change every other year at the table, and this is one of those changing years. When I left the board 2 years ago, it was a lot less fanfare. I was in the hospital with pneumonia, so it was I've never been to one of these ceremonies before, so I'm happy to be here.
I would
with all sincerity, I'd like to thank the three of you for your camaraderie over the last 2 years and your dedication to River Forest. I can't say it any better than that. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike. It's very nice of you. I've enjoyed my time here, and you guys have learned a lot. I've learned a lot of acronyms. I've learned a lot about the village. So, it's been a great experience, and you guys will continue to do well. So. One note I did have kind of on the elected official side was, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it, but a thought and prayer out to the Connolly family tonight would be much appreciated, because I know they'll need it.
That's for sure. So what did I say? I got both sides of me I'm going to say goodbye to tonight. I echo what Mike said. I think we've had just a terrific board over the last 4 years, and you three have contributed to that mightily. Sharon, I've really enjoyed sitting here next to you, getting to know you. You're fabulous. I know I'll see you on the paddle courts. I hope to see you also continue to be involved in the village. I think you've got a lot to offer. Roma, you've got great insight, logic, you're level-headed, you've always got a perspective that is spot on, and you are going to be missed here on the board as well. You've got a great demeanor and a great board presence, and you've really added a lot to the board over the last 4 years as well. Tom, it's been fun getting to know you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I love your sense of humor and the easy way, you know, that you go about things. You're always willing to take a stand. You will share your big ideas with us. You're practical as an accountant and a lawyer, and you always have a perspective that's meaningful. And you add a lot to the board, and I really, truly, I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you all. Transitions are always a little bit difficult, and this is no different. So I just want to tell you, thank you for joining us here. I don't know why I'm still here. But anyway, I wish you all luck, and I really do hope that the three of you continue to be involved in River Forest in some way, shape, or form, because you have a lot to offer.
I've got an issue about a fence I'm going to bring up at the next meeting.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Anyway. Kidding.
Sharon, you want me to move over to Roma, and then you'll come back?
Okay. Are we waiting for comments?
Well, we could do that, or I was going to do the. I was going to give you something, but we can wait if you want.
Yeah, I'll just.
Okay, get you some thoughts. Okay.
That's basically just a copy of what the three of you guys said, because I think you really sort of captured it very well. Mike, you're right. The service to the village that you guys have provided over the past 4 years has been tremendous, and like Susan said, I hope that you continue to serve the village, because you all have a lot of good ideas to bring, a lot of dedication, and it's something we need. I mean, it's just because you're no longer on the board doesn't mean there isn't other things to do. There's committees, there's commissions, there's a lot of other stuff that you can do to continue to help. But most especially, as Tom said, prayers for the Connolly family. Yeah. This has got to be an incredibly difficult time for them. Mm-hmm. And then I would just like to thank the village for reelecting me.
Thank you. I will. I'm just going to have my elected official comments, and then I'll say something about the board. But again, prayers to the Connolly family, and we're just holding them in our hearts tonight, and hoping for good news. I wanted to remind everybody about celebrating Seniors Week, the 18th to the 25th. I wanted to congratulate our fire department for being recognized by the 100 Club. They received Award of Valor, which is an award they bestowed upon 24 individuals in the Chicago, Cook County, and Lake County area for exceptional service in firefighting work. I wanted to just acknowledge that we received a letter from a company that thanked us, actually, which I found was kind of refreshing, for actually opting out of the Cook County ordinance relating to minimum wage and personal time off. I think, it just shows that small businesses and businesses of all sizes really valued the fact that we weighed in on that and decided that we, follow state and federal laws on items of that nature. I wanted to congratulate Ellie Borgikos, OPRS student who actually, I'm sorry, Ellie Borgikos, yes, she won first place in the National 3P Speech Invitational for informative speaking, competing against students from Florida, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Missouri. So we always thank and recognize athletes. I thought this was exciting, and she's also the daughter of one of our Plan Commission members. So congratulations to her. I will be attending the River Forest Citizens Corps TRIPCOM point of delivery exercise on the 10th, Wednesday, at Dominican University. It's always a really interesting opportunity to see how ready and prepared our law enforcement officials and our Citizens Corps are for disaster training. So that's really great event, and they've appointed Mario Ferro as the new director, and I would hope that maybe he will come in and introduce himself to us. That would be great if we could meet him. And let me just make sure I have everything. We attended the Thrive event, which is a great organization in Oak Park and River Forest on Saturday evening that deals with mental health issues. It was a great showing, and they work with our police departments, and just a great organization. And also, last but not least, there was the house walk on Sunday, which I missed, unfortunately, but I heard it was great. I wasn't in town, but thank you to the Historic Preservation for, I'm sure, participating in that. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so you're gonna make any comments now?
I'm sorry. Thanks for serving. It's been a pleasure. Knowing you all personally as well as professionally, and having you as colleagues on the board, it's always refreshing to just have different perspectives, have civil discourse about things, and know that everybody just cares a lot about this village, and your opinions reflect just how much you value River Forest, and we value you, and we're going to miss you. It's always bittersweet, but we will see you, and hopefully you will stay involved. So thank you very much for your service.
Yep, thank you, Trustee Corsini. So I echo everything that everyone said about the Conley family. The thoughts and prayers are with them, and for a safe return for Madeline. And everything else that Carmela also mentioned regarding what's going on in town. I think the only thing I will add is Mother's Day is next week. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Enjoy your day. Hopefully it'll be a sunny day, no rain. We've had our full of rain. What did we have, 4 inches, almost 4 inches of too much, put it that way. Too much rain. So I will too wait till we get to those remarks, because we have a little plaque to give you. So I will do my thank yous then, if that's okay. So what I'd like now is to move on to the consent agenda, and if I can get a trustee to move to approve the consent agenda A through J.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda in its entirety.
I'll second.
All right, and now we will have the clerk read
our final reading.
Could you slow?
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of
five. Maybe we can do a tap.
Could you sing it? You don't want to hear me sing it. Item A, regular village board meeting minutes, April 24th, 2017. B, executive session meeting minutes, April 24th, 2017. C, committee of the whole meeting minutes, November 21st, 2016. D, approve the release of executive session minutes, January 14th, 2013, May 28th, 2013, August 19th, 2013, April 15th, 2014, April 28th, 2014, May 12th, 2014, April 27th, 2015, and approve the destruction of all executive session tape recordings dated December 29th, 2014 or earlier, for which executive session minutes have been approved. E, award of bid and contract for the 2017 water main improvements to Unique Plumbing for $366,328. F, waive formal bid process and award the contract for the 2017 pavement preservation program to Denler Inc. for $33,600. G, village attorney invoice March 27th, $12,123.53. H, monthly department reports. I, monthly performance measurement report. And J, village administrator's report.
Very good. Well, thank you. No mistakes. So, any discussions, questions regarding these items? Hearing none, I'd like to have the clerk please take the vote.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. Okay, moving on to item number six, which is our boards, committees, and commission reports. This is a request from the collaboration committee. If I can get a motion, here to authorize the village staff to execute the contract with Chisculco, Terman, and on behalf of the collaboration committee.
I'll move to authorize the staff to execute the contract with
Chisculco,
Terman, on behalf of the collaboration committee.
Okay. We can, any discussion? Maybe this is a good time. John, go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Happy to. Yeah, John Pate, management analyst. So as I kind of just quickly briefed over in this memo, Trustee Cargi about 2 months ago now asked that I attend one of the collaboration committee meetings to be a part of the discussion about communications. I brought James Chase, who you all have met from JT, with me as well to be a part of that discussion. And really what came of there are kind of the two pieces. One, what do we want to make sure we're communicating to the residents of River Forest to help them understand the value in each of these six taxing bodies, and then the second question being how. And so really this effort here is to help answer that what question, recognizing that each organization has to do some internal evaluation of what they're bringing to the table for residents to understand, because only those in that organization can truly be the ones to kind of vet that. However, there are some questions that we could ask to help further that effort that really are mutually beneficial to everybody. So that's kind of the result of it, is this proposal for this survey, for JT to help us through this survey as well. Again, you know, I think it's important to note that I think we can expect a high response rate with the help and dissemination of all of the taxing bodies to get outside of each organization's traditional audience and into other organizations' audiences as well, and then hopefully come up with some more ways that can restructure some of the what that we communicate to the residents. And then finally, just the fact that I really do think this is beneficial to each organization individually and the village as a whole. As you guys all know, we take submissions from each of them for monthly e-news and on the website and on the Facebook feeds. And so the better that their communications can be, the better the villages are going to be as well.
I think that on behalf of the committee, this is sort of an evolving process. We've been working through it. The goal is to try and figure out the highlights of each organization so that we get information that's not only relevant to people but important, so that they'll look at it. And right now we're sort of thinking of this being an adjunct to the community calendar. Again, it's nothing set in stone, but the question that we had, and the reason that we asked Jonathan and JT to come in, was we were talking amongst ourselves about what would matter to people, and we just didn't know. I mean, we know what matters to our constituents, but like the school board, for instance, they know what parents want to know, but what they want to figure out is what non-parent taxpayers want to know. And so that's what we're working towards, so that we have a website or the community calendar that sort of informs people and then forces them, or enables them, I should say, to look deeper if they want to. So that's what we're working on, and we think that the survey would help us sort of get down to the sort of information that would be not just relevant but important.
And I'm going to guess that section of like either the non-parents, you could go, you know, those are important folks for us to communicate to as well. And same with the parks, and same with the township, and same with the library. So,
but as Jonathan said, one of the challenges we have is the information that people we're trying to reach are different for each of the agencies.
The commonality kind of been that was that everybody was trying to reach that crossover, that non-traditional audience, if you will. So it makes sense to do that by trying to pull everybody's audiences in this way by, you know, like I said, disseminating one common survey.
I had one question. So for the for District 200, are we going to survey all their parents, or is it just the taxing bodies in River Forest?
It would just be River Forest.
Okay. Yeah, we'd just be targeting River Forest residents. It will be an online survey, so we'll need to make it clear that that's who we're asking to participate, but it would just be River Forest residents.
And the reason I asked Kathy to put on the agenda was just to make sure that this board, you know, approved the contract, but also that the goal that we're trying to achieve is something that there's sort of the center of the board. It's something we all want.
All right. I know the community calendar is certainly a high priority.
Why couldn't we ask some River Forest residents that are served by 200?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
We have residents whose kids go to the high school. Why wouldn't we include them?
No, we are.
We wouldn't survey all of parents, just River Forest parents.
Yeah, so
just River Forest residents. Including those who have kids going to life.
So in District 200's effort to spread out that survey and collect responses, we would want to just target their River Forest residents.
Yeah, right. No, they're real important, too.
The way I heard it sounded like we weren't going to do anything with any 200 stuff.
And this is just a little bit different than our communication survey that we did for our village-wide communication. I mean, I think this is a little bit specific.
Yeah, because the problem, D90 rather, just did a survey as well, but it was aimed at their users, their parents, and ours was more aimed at the consumers of our services, so we were getting answers that we would expect. You know what I mean? Well, we want to get a sort of the answer that we don't anticipate.
The previous survey was also directed toward social media engagement. This will be a little bit more global, just in terms of general interest in communications. And then additionally, we knew that, and going into that, we knew that we were capturing really our audience already because of how we were, requesting responses was through our communications already. This we're going to try to capture a little bit more of a wide audience, not quite scientific, but a wider audience.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, good conversation. I think it's something we ought to be doing for all the reasons that I know, you know, Tom Carnegie talked about. Okay. So hearing no further discussions or questions, I will ask the clerk to take the vote, please.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Carnegie?
Yes.
Trustee Stankey?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Okay, well, that we have no unfinished business. We have no new business. So it brings us to the comments to and from outgoing elected officials, Village Clerk Sharon Halperin. Tom, if you want to say something again, that's great. And then Roma. So maybe we can have those two. I'll let you guys. And then I get last.
Ladies first.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm honored to have worked with all of you for the last 4 years. I think each and every meeting I learned something new from every one of you. Your insights are amazing. The questions that are asked are always teach me something. So a huge thank you to all the board members, President Ducey. I really appreciate the time I've spent on the board. I also want to say thank you to Eric and Lisa and John and everybody associated with the Village, Chief Weiss, Chief Eggert, Deputy Chief O'Shea, thank you, John. Everybody, Greg, Lance, if he's not here tonight, but everybody is so dedicated and everybody contributes so much and engages with everybody, and everybody works together to make this Village such a great place to live and to volunteer in, so I really appreciate that. I originally ran for the position to learn about how the Village works, and I think I've learned so much. I'm so grateful to all of you. Thank you to my family for putting up with my absences and my short-temperedness sometimes when I came home from a meeting. but all in all, it was a great experience. It's bittersweet. I'm glad to have my Monday nights back, but I am going to miss everybody. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, before you go on, I want to, on behalf of the board of trustees and myself, we too were happy you were here. You were a great colleague to have right here on my right. And I think that's the first time you ever called me president, so I'm kind of impressed.
I call you president every meeting.
She does.
She always says, hey. like I said, I won't miss you because I'll see you on the paddle court, so I'm kind of excited about that. But you have been just an awesome clerk. When you said you wanted to learn about a lot of things, you did absolutely just do that. You really dug in. You wanted to make sure you were doing it right. You went the extra work, and there's no doubt about it. We are so pleased to, we the Village and we the board, are so pleased to have you here. So, Sharon, again, on behalf of the board and I, we are presenting you a plaque that gets your name.
Thank you.
All right.
Dan. Hi.
Good
to see you, front and center.
Who's gonna go next? Tom, you already said it. Unless you want to say anything more.
I'll finish up. I reiterate everything that Sharon said. This has been a great experience. I appreciate working with everybody. We've got a great Village, great Village staff. So I appreciate all of the efforts that you guys put on a day-to-day basis, and then the trustees that are continuing to do this. It does take a lot of time, so I do appreciate you continuing to do the work. So thank you very much, and I know I'll see you guys in the Village.
Yep, so. We sure will. Well, again, on behalf of the board, trustees, and myself, we're honored, actually, to have you at the board table with us. You brought, I think, unique and interesting ideas that I think every board needs to have. I mean that sincerely. And I think you challenged us in a way that I think we need it. So I appreciate that, and I thank you for that. I believe, your background, you came in with very little government experience, and I think that was a good thing. Because I think that gave you the ability to think out of the box. So for that, I personally appreciated it. You've been a you've been great for the board. So, Tom, and I've enjoyed working with you and getting to know you a whole lot better, and I hope that you'll stay engaged. You know, just not give us complaints, maybe give us some advice and counsel. But again,
good comments. Thank you. As Gibbs pointed out, now we know where the name tags went.
Right, exactly. I thought that was a great idea. Eric.
See, always recycling. That's what we're thinking. That's right.
All right, so it's my turn. So I've been on the board for about 8 years now, 4 years as a village clerk and then 4 years as a trustee. And when I first came on this board, for 2 years we had meetings that started at 7 and got over at midnight, and they were not productive at all. And John Regas was our leader, and he was fantastic, and I learned so much from him and his guidance. We now have Kathy, and I feel the same way. Selecting a good leader is so important because we follow their vision. And I think both of those presidents had fantastic visions, and we've done so much in the community and part of that leadership. I look at our trustees. I kind of look at us as the guardians. We're here to, you know, make sure.
Garden.
Yeah. But we're kind of here to make sure that, you know, that we're kind of testing our leadership a little bit, and at the same time protecting what is important to our community. I'll tell you the hardest thing. When I was a village clerk, it was so nice to sit and watch our trustees and the president, and I would leave and I'd say, wow, I'm not sure how I would vote on that. And I think the hardest thing when you become a trustee is actually casting that vote, and especially when you are sitting and you look out in the audience and everybody there has a strong opinion, and sometimes you have your friend out there and you have to vote against what your friend wants to do, and that's a really, really hard thing. And I was kind of surprised when I started to be a trustee that that would be the case, but every vote we cast is not easy, especially when you get a room full of people that feel very passionate about, you know, what's going on. But what I think I appreciate most is our community and seeing a room full of people like we have today, or when it's standing room only over an issue and you get to hear your voices and this community invites that in, it's really important. And I've come in to meetings after reading all the minutes and everything, and I have an opinion. And then you have somebody that stands there and they completely change exactly, you know, what you were thinking, because they tell you something slightly different than what you had thought coming in. And I think it's important to have trustees, and I think we're all like that, that are willing to do that, that are willing to say, wow, I'm surprised but really happy that somebody else gave me a voice or gave their voice. And even sitting around this table with the trustees, and we all have our own opinions about things, and some of us are quieter than others, but we do learn every time we walk in. So, sorry. But I really want to thank Chief Weiss for actually taking aforementioned out of the... so when we have these swearing-ins, we always had to say aforementioned. And I could not say it, so he finally took it out, so I really appreciate that he said that. That was when I was a village clerk. And then Chief Eggert, wherever he went, there he is. Thank you for all your service. And then John for keeping our streets clean and safe, and your whole crew and all they do. Joan, I don't see her, but okay, for all of the work that Joan does, because I mean, really, she is like, you know, all the finances, which are very, very complicated. And that's one of the things about having Trustee Corsini on here, is she does a great job of, you know, reading through it. She knows so much about the community and how it works. She has a lot of experience, and she's kind of mentored all of us in some ways over, you know, how our finances work, and Joan is just absolutely fantastic at what she does. I want to thank Lisa. She's really remarkable. She does all of our, you know, in part our negotiating with our unions. She know, I mean, and let me tell you, she knows so much. I'm always so impressed with her. You guys don't get to see it when we go into executive sessions, but she is a real dynamo. We're really happy that we have you. And then, of course, Eric, who is really, honestly, the backbone of this this village. I mean, he's smart. He has the right temperament for this, and you've got just enough little sass that kind of keeps us in line, which is really nice. But what a great choice. I mean, when I first got on, it was really hard for who we had for our village administrator. I felt really bad for him because it was a difficult time, and then we had this shining light that came in. And Eric is, you are phenomenal, and we are really, really lucky to have you. And then, of course, we have Greg and Lance, who really do a great job advising us in our community because, well, two of our attorneys, but the rest of us aren't attorneys, and it's really important that we have somebody that,
but we don't listen
you
to
know, is. Yeah. So, like I said, I've just. Years ago, a friend of mine said, "Romy, you need to stop raising your hand." And I kind of realized, after her making that comment, I realized that if I didn't raise my hand, I wouldn't have the wealth of experience that I've had in my life. So going forward, I really recommend all of you. You know, even if you feel slightly timid, just raise that hand, because whatever experience that you get is going to be really powerful, and it leads you to something like this experience. So. That's all.
That's the most you've talked
to. Yeah.
I love it.
She's going out, so she's gonna take as much time as you need, Mama. Again, on behalf of the board and myself, we are very happy that you served two terms. One is clerk and one is trustee, and I do agree with you. In the beginning of 2009, it was frankly scary, but with good leadership under President Regas and trustees like ourselves, I think we did good. And so we appreciate your efforts as clerk, because I too sat on that side for a while, and I was amazed at, one, how much I learned, and two, certainly during that time, it's like we could do better. And we are doing better, so which is an exhibit of what you're seeing around the table. So you've brought a lot of calm to the board, which I personally appreciate, and I know the trustees do as well. You've brought a lot of expertise in terms of your community activist, which is very important, your time on impact and other community events. Those were really important for us to get a perspective and a point of view. And so, again, thank you for running. I know coming off a clerk, you know, as many want do, they like, I don't know if I want to take another step. But you did, and Susan did, and I did, and I think we're all better for it. So, again, Roma, you have been a strong advocate for the village, and I know you're going to continue to stay engaged, hopefully. It's your style. It's your personality. And we would love to have you, you know, help us along the way, too. So, again, on behalf of us, thank you so much.
So pretty. Shiny.
Yeah. It's real cute.
It's a great idea.
It's a good way to use the name tag. All right. Well, then... we'll need to adjourn Sine Die, which means, I guess, pause. I'm not quite sure legal. Without another day. Okay. So I assume we take
a motion to?
Sine Die, can I have a motion?
I'll move to adjourn Sine Die.
Okay. A second.
All right. And I guess we'll have to get everybody to agree.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Dwyer?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay.
So at this time, we ask, I guess we're going to do the swearing in and then changing of the...
Yep.
Okay.
Changing of the guard.
Great. Changing of the guard.
What do you want us to stand up or what?
All right, so the first swearing in this evening will be Village Clerk Kathleen Brand White, and the oath of office will be administered by outgoing clerk Sharon Halper.
It's too late.
Yeah, not too late.
Just stand right there. And then you're going to have to... Okay. All right, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Kathleen Brand White.
I, Kathleen Brand White.
Do solemnly swear that I will support...
Do solemnly swear that I will support...
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties...
And I will faithfully discharge the duties...
Of the office of the village clerk...
Of the office of the village clerk.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
Welcome.
So Tom Cargi will be up next, and oath will be administered by our new clerk.
Raise your right hand. I, Thomas Cargi, do solemnly swear...
I, Thomas Cargi, do solemnly swear...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And that I will faithfully discharge...
That I will faithfully discharge...
The duties of the office of village trustee...
The duties of the office of village trustee...
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations. Raise your right hand, please. I, Patricia Hennick, do solemnly swear...
I, Patricia Hennick, do solemnly swear...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties...
And I will faithfully discharge the duties...
Of the office of village trustee...
Of the office of village trustee...
To the best of my ability. Yeah.
Make it legible.
Respicio Vasquez.
Welcome to your new seat.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Raise your right hand, please. I, Respicio Vasquez, do solemnly swear...
I, Respicio Vasquez, do solemnly swear...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
That I will support the Constitution of the United States...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois...
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties...
And I will faithfully discharge the duties...
Of the office of village trustee to the best of my ability.
Of the office of village trustee to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Thank you.
As a lawyer, I got to read it. No, I'm just kidding.
Catherine Ducey. So you want to say something? I don't care. Raise your right hand, please. I, Catherine Aducey, do solemnly swear.
I, Catherine Aducey, do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of village president to the best of my ability.
The office of village president to the best of my ability.
The governor, everyone does the.
There you go, one letter at a time.
One letter at a time. Oh, that's a good idea. Awesome.
Take it back out.
Oh, boy. Roma didn't leave. Did she already?
Oh,
she's out the door.
Look how happy they look. I'm out of here.
Get out of here. All right, and then what else do you want?
You and the income?
No, I think we're good. We got the picture outside, so we're all set.
Somewhat painless. Well, stick around for coffee and cake, please.
We'll do.
All right. You never know what's in that coffee, so.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so this is, I guess, me up.
So do we have to, go back in a session?
Or like an address?
No, you guys can stay. I'm just going to.
Can we move this?
That's not. I don't know. All right. I have to wear my glasses these days. It's getting kind of bad. All right. Yeah, welcome. Okay, well, I decided to do this State of the Village because I knew people would come today. So I get a little bit of an audience. And I've also kind of given myself some time to actually do this speech. So I want, in order to stay within that time, I'm going to refer to my notes. So I apologize if I'm looking at my notes. So good evening, Board of Trustees, Village Administrator Eric Palm, department heads, staff, and residents. This is my third State of the Village address, and is one of many ways I can reach out to you and explain what our village has accomplished together this past year and what lies ahead. Our village government makes conscious investments in time, manpower, and funds to ensure that we deliver the services residents, businesses, and institutions expect in the most efficient means possible. Through the strategic and conservative use of our reserves and resources, as well as the prudent spending and budgeting, I am proud to announce that this year will be the seventh consecutive year with a balanced budget. Thank you. Thank you. And I can tell you with confidence, we expect to remain fiscally healthy this year and beyond, too. The vision the Board of Trustees and I set 4 years ago remains unchanged. I laid out an ambitious set of priorities, and they are to maintain a safe community, strengthen our home values, and stabilize our property tax burden. The village intends to continue that progress. We will continue to improve our roads, repair our sewers, add new energy-efficient lighting to our streets, and when the snow flies, and hopefully it will in the winter, our public works crew will keep our roads clear. In the area of law enforcement and firefighting, River Forest will continue to train our first responders, and I will talk a little bit more about that later in my speech. We will continue to maximize the use of technology. We will upgrade and expand our camera systems as an effective tool to enforce the law. Police will step up community education as an effective, as a way to stem the rise in personal property crime. And the fire department will get a new fire engine this year. And through sound financial policy, we will continue practicing a reasoned approach to our growing pension obligation. We already have increased our pension contributions 90% for the last 5 years while balancing the budget. Yes, it sounds like magic, but it's actually not. It's really due to the Finance Committee led by Trustee Corsini and our Finance Director, Joan Rock, who suggested a study three years ago, to ensure our pensions are funded adequately. With a properly funded pension system, River Forest home values and our bond ratings will very much strengthen. The economy, and I want to stop right there for 1 minute and go off script and say thank you to also Trustee Kargi for his work in the collaboration effort with the subcommittee and getting that group together and coming up with a all-inclusive communication plan. I think that's a very important part of trying to draw all of our residents in. So thank you, Tom. The economy may be growing a bit stronger. However, the budget stalemate in Springfield makes governance all the most challenging. We rely on the sales, income, and use taxes from Springfield to pay our employees, purchase equipment, and buy goods and services that affect our operations. Local governments such as River Forest are under continued pressure to administer mandates without the state supplying the appropriate funding for them. And the cost to cover those liabilities persist and rise and end up on the backs of the taxpayers. For those reasons alone, and to assist in stabilizing our property taxes, economic development will remain a top priority. In the months ahead, we anticipate the following efforts to start or continue. And they are the Promenade Townhomes on Madison Street is under construction, and as I understand it, they're selling well. We will create a strategy for the Madison Street Tax Increment Finance District that will rest on the premise of smart growth, not noise or congestion, will bring the highest and best use of that property. We will deploy the same plan on North Avenue when trustees discuss and form a TIF district there. We will continue to make progress with Lake and Lathrop LLC to redevelop the properties at Lake and Lathrop. And we will have an updated redevelopment agreement in the coming weeks. We have assembled a team of Trustee Conti and Trustee Corsini, members of the Economic Development Commission, Commissioner Brangle and Commissioner O'Connell, and Eric Palm, our village administrator, who will focus on jump-starting development at our property here on Lake and Park. Construction of the Bonnie Bray Place, which is a new high-end luxury condo development at Bonnie Bray and Thomas, will start soon this year. And after several starts and stops, Fresh Thyme Farmers Market will actually be up and running this summer. Having a new tenant in that long-shuttered Dominic's Finer Foods store on North Avenue will act as an economic engine for the corridor and offer residents another place to shop, and I know that's high on list of many residents. Our stable financial situation allows us to accomplish some goals that the Board of Trustees and I set late last year. Taken together, they will allow us to be even more transparent and accountable, advance our quality of life, and provide for more prudent land use. Steps have begun to expand our outreach. This spring, we started a Facebook page. I hope you guys like the page. If you haven't, please do so. And we will unveil a more user-friendly website this summer. Our new Sustainability Commission will be setting a strategic plan to make River Forest a more environmentally healthy community. The Historic Preservation Commission is working on a series of initiatives to continue our commitment of conserving our precious resources, our extraordinary streetscape. We will begin updating our comprehensive plan. This will dictate public policy in terms of transportation, utilities, land use, recreation, housing. We have not updated our plan since 2003, and therefore we anticipate many changes ahead. We would be unable to do what we do without the work of the entire Board of Trustees, who provide policy guidance, our talented management and staff who implement our policy, and to all of our wonderful employees who each day carry out those roles and responsibilities. So on behalf of the Board of Trustees and myself, we thank you so much for all that you do for our community. Now I'd like to turn our attention now to a few initiatives we must consider doing in the next coming years in order to keep our community vibrant for the next 20 to 30 years. Residents know what we do to improve their lives. They know we plow their roads, police their streets, but we do much more than that. In effect, we are in the customer or human services business. And so we need to assess how River Forest Village government can focus more on improving our residents' quality of life and having a better quality of life where residents enjoy living here, which will only strengthen our property values and stabilize our property taxes. So let me explain. In the coming weeks, as we celebrate our seniors, River Forest Village government must commit itself to addressing the growing needs of our aging population. To allow our seniors to age in place, about 18% of our population is over 60 years old. Nearly one quarter of them need some form of assistance. Those figures will only continue to grow. So therefore, we need to address a range of services that will allow our seniors to remain in their homes. Simple tasks such as, and certainly not limited to, snow and debris removal for seniors who physically cannot plow their snow or do it themselves or don't have the means for a professional landscaper. We could also perform more wellness checks by the fire department. I applaud the ICE project, but we need to do more. I ask that Eric Palm and his staff work with the village board to find ways in which we can help those seniors most in need with these very simple tasks. I know we can do better and we can do more for our seniors. As I mentioned earlier, our number one priority is a safe community. We need to commit to providing more training of our public safety personnel. To that end, I'd like to convene a committee of the whole meeting to discuss and agree on an action plan on how our municipal government can do more training for our first responders, our 911 operators, and our employees. Anyone who comes into contact with residents in need to have a greater understanding of people with dementia and mental health illness, and find a very approachable way to communicate with those suffering from that disease. I personally have heard from some of our residents who have family and friends with this disease in our community. Knowing some of what to expect, how to deal with the confusion, the fear, and the special needs of dementia patients, for instance, I know is of the utmost importance for our first responders. The hope is for our public safety personnel, our employees, to be able to differentiate from dementia, from medical, is it a medical emergency, or is it intoxication, for instance. And those are really important differentiators. So I like Chief Weiss and Chief O'Shea and Deputy Chief Bowman and Chief Edgert and other public safety personnel to discuss with the Board of Trustees and I the challenges and opportunities that our police and fire face in helping residents most at risk and what the cost might be to our community. So finally, I call on you, the residents of River Forest, to get engaged and stay engaged. We want to hear from you. What do you think we should do to improve our quality of life here in River Forest or stabilize the tax burden? You are not only our constituents, but you are our neighbors and you are our friends. We all can work together to realize the motto of our community, and it is Proud Heritage, Bright Future. Thank you so much for your attention, and I look forward to working with our new board. God bless you. All right, so now we're into the remarks. Right. Oh, yeah, we have to.
We're good there.
We're good there? Okay.
But if anyone else wants to make
yeah, so this is your chance to make a remark, those that are new here. You want to start? Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. It's on. Well, I guess I'll just mostly say that I'm excited to be at the table here. I've been involved in our community in multiple ways over the years, met all sorts of people, and look forward to meeting many more. Look forward to working even more directly with our village staff, who I've gotten to know over the years, especially through Lemonade. And I especially look forward to working with my fellow board members and learning more about our village and hoping to improve as much as we can. So,
I wasn't prepared to say anything. Thank you all for supporting this opportunity for myself. I look forward to learning and contributing in whatever way I can. I'm following in some mighty large footprints, many of whom are sitting at this table, and Sharon. So I hope that I can do you all proud. Thank you. Yeah.
I also am very excited, and I look forward to working with this board, with the community, with a fellow attorney, with Eric, the administration, and the staff. I'm really excited about this, and I also hope I can do you all proud. I also want to thank our former outgoing board members for the terrific service you've done for us, and I hope I can do you proud as well. So thank you all.
Well, I'll just say, we'll be brief. You heard 10 minutes of my speech. I just want to say how grateful, actually, I am for all of the residents and the voters of River Forest to reelect me to this position. It is a honor to lead this group. It's an honor to lead the village. It is work, but I enjoy it, and I feel I can continue to do a good job. My mantra is always, I can always learn if there's something I don't know. I'm a good listener. I will always listen to our village residents on what their, point of view is. But I do believe it's not just the leadership, it's all the people around this table that make this job a whole lot easier, and it makes it worthwhile, actually. So I very much appreciate all of what you all do as trustees, and doing your homework and talking with residents. It's so important. So I'm just blessed and honored to be reelected, and it's been a journey for me, because I started out as clerk and then went as trustee and now as president. So it's been a great journey. So thank you so much for your vote of confidence in me. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so with that, we're cake. Sorry for taking a little bit too long on the speech, because I knew we had coffee and cake. Okay.